You know, from time to time, I get these cases. One that I remember very strikingly was a nurse who contacted me, and she wanted to contact me in private and said, "You know, I don't know what to make of this. I had this very strange experience." She says she'd been working the night shift, and she had come home in the middle of the night, like she usually does, and not wanting to wake people up, was getting ready for bed. And she heard a noise out in her living room against the hallway door. And she thought, oh, some kids are playing practical jokes. So, you know, those teenagers down the hall, they're always causing trouble, getting drunk and whatever. She walked out of her bedroom into the living room. And there in her living room, as she described, were two small creatures with round heads, big round eyes, not the sort of narrow ones that you see the pictures of, but round eyes and long white gowns. And she immediately thought, well, it was close to Halloween, so these kids were playing trick or treat. So she says, "Get out of my living room. It's not Halloween yet." And these creatures stared at her, and then they stared at each other, and then they stared back at her. And she realized, hey, these aren't kids at all. Somehow their thoughts came into her head that they were asking her, "Do you want to come with us to get a view of your planet?" And she thought, well, I guess so. Why not? She was so startled by the question. The next thing she knew, she was walking between these two creatures, one in front, one behind, through a very large hangar of some sort, in which there were some flying saucers, round disc-shaped objects. Some were egg-shaped, some were spherical. And she was led down a path into a gangplank that got into one of them. She was taken down a hallway inside one, sat down in chairs between these two, and kind of like Star Trekky, they manipulated dials and buttons on some panels. There was a screen in front of her, like a TV set, that she saw the picture of the Earth on it, and the Earth suddenly got smaller and smaller and smaller, and they were flying through space. And then the next thing she knows, she's sitting on her bed without, still in her clothes. She hadn't changed out of her clothes. Bed had not been slept in. It's 4 hours later, and she has no memory of what just happened, other than the strange dreamlike experience of having aliens in her bedroom. So, you know, you get cases like that. And I said to the nurse, I said, "You sure that, you know, you just simply weren't having a vivid dream? Maybe you watched too much TV." And she says, "Look, I work night shifts. I sometimes work two or three shifts in a row. I don't have time for TV. I don't watch that sort of thing. I'm not interested in that thing. And I've never had a vivid dream like that in my life." So as a scientist, I have to say, what caused this, and why was she having these experiences?